Holmes in the start tonight, 9 points in the Titan victory. First, congratulations on the win, and it's got to feel good to stay in the hunt.
Yeah, no, that was a big game for us, and, you know, we came out and played well. There's a lot of energy in the gym. It's nice to have the football team here, and I thought we, from the tip, we played hard, and, yeah, it was a great win.
Well, you alluded to it. The energy here was, I think, more dynamic than we felt all year.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. That really helps us get going. We felt like we've been struggling to start the last couple of games, and we've been digging ourselves in a hole. So to come out and go up, I think we were up 10-2 at one point. It kind of set the tone, and then just defensively we got after it. We got after it on the boards, and we were able to hold on there.
Well, Brian, you had an opportunity now back-to-back weeks to guard Hunter Hill on Wednesday and Juwan Henry today. Talk about that.
Yeah, no, they're both outstanding players, obviously. You know, they're both quick. They score in different ways. They're tough to stay in front, but, you know, it's really just team defense. We talk about it. You don't guard them with one. You guard them with five. We got some great hedges out there and some ball screens. We were in the gaps, just discouraging those drives. Yeah, that's all you can do, and just, you know, hope they have an off night, too. That's always, you know, helpful.
Big runs were a huge part of this game. You guys went on a big run in the first half and a big run in the second half to kind of put this one away.
Yeah, no, it was great. And, I mean, we've been through a lot. It's been a long year. But we knew we had to come out tonight and play hard and keep our season alive. And, you know, these guys mean a lot to me. They mean a lot to, you know, the program to have the 96 team, the 2006 team back here. I mean, Wesleyan's just built a great tradition of basketball, and that's something we, you know, we respect and we want to uphold. But, you know, I can't say enough about these guys. We've battled through a lot, you know, and we're giving it our all. We're not going to give up here. And, yeah, I mean, I love these guys, so we're going to keep going.
As you walked off the floor at Augustana and came back from Rock Island, was there kind of a sense of desperation the last couple of days here heading
certainly,
into this game?
Yeah, certainly. We knew, you know, coming into this game tonight that we had to, you know, it was pretty much win or go home. And we, you know, we put it all on the line. We said at the start of the game or before the game that we wanted to make sure that we were aggressive, and we left it all out there. We felt like in the past, these past couple of games, we've been making some mistakes and kind of tentative about it. And we said, hey, mistakes are going to be fine if we're going to attack and be strong with it, and we can live with those. And tonight, I thought we actually didn't make too many mistakes out there, but even when we did, it was all in, you know, the right way and the right manner. So we're excited, and we're going to help, you know, keep moving forward. We got Elmhurst next week, so yeah, we're going to prepare for them.
You took a loss at North Park. What did you guys learn from that contest you brought to the game tonight?
Just, you know, we kind of dug ourselves in a hole there too. You know, coming out starting strong, that's always big. You know, and they're a talented team. They're going to – you saw at the end we were up, I think, 20 at one point, and they cut it. They're not going to go away, so we have to be focused for 40 minutes, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that tonight. And, yeah, we're going to keep moving forward.
And digging first-half holes has been a problem the last three contests. You know, was that discussed before the game, or is this kind of something about, you know, we just need to keep our offense and our continuity going?
I think we talked about it a little bit, but it was more just a mindset. I don't think it was X's and O's. It was just, you know, like I said, being aggressive, being, you know, willing to put the ball on the floor and make a play. We can, you know, we can live with aggressive turnovers or missed shots, but we felt like in the last three games when we didn't start well, we were pretty passive and we were just swinging the ball around the perimeter. I felt like tonight we, you know, we put the ball on the floor with a purpose, and when we were open, we let it fly, and, you know, it was a great result.
Jordan Robinson is such a nightmare matchup for teams inside and out. So what was the discussion on guarding him coming into the game?
Yeah, he is a tough matchup, man. He can shoot it, and he can put the ball on the floor, and he's big. So, I mean, tonight we told Coyle it's kind of the same thing guarding, you know, Henry and Hill last week or earlier this week. You know, it's not one guy, it's all five. So, you know, we're going to hedge on ball screens, but he loves that pop, and it puts you in a tough spot. So we got right the correct rotations there. But then he did a good job, you know, guarding him one-on-one, you know, and he's going to score. He takes a lot of shots, and he's going to be aggressive. So I thought we did a pretty good job on him tonight, and it was a great win.
You got to go all the way back to early January to think about Elmhurst, but talk about the Blue Jays.
Yeah,
what did you learn about them the last time?
It's been a while. Yeah, it was our first game, I think, right?
Sure was.
Obviously they're tough. They've been, you know, top five for a while. I think they're still, you know, hanging around in there. They're good. They're big. They're deep. Obviously they've had a crew there that's been playing for a number of years. So they're experienced, but, you know, same thing. We just got to come out and be aggressive and be locked in for 40 minutes. And you know, I like our chances there. We're a tough group when we do that. So, we're going to stick together here, and we don't have many guaranteed games left, so we're gonna get after it, and you know, hopefully make the best of it.
Well, Brian, Eric, and I have been so impressed with your attitude, your desire, and how hard you work, and you are really the heart and soul of this basketball.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I love these guys. This program, the coaching staff, the guys here, the guys that have graduated, the guys that we haven't really even met before that we hear about that hang banners here. It's just been a blessing to be a part of this. I'm going to miss it, certainly here. But, you know, hopefully we can keep this, you know, get on a run here and keep it going. But, yeah, I mean, I love these guys. They're brothers to me. So we're going to keep it up and keep fighting.
At least one more next week. You get some time off to prepare for this game. You get a full week. Now you get out of that conference grind.
Yeah.
But still a must-win game next weekend.
No, yeah, no. We're going to get after it. I'm sure Coach has got a practice plan in place already. We'll get after it next week. And, it'll be a good game here. Hopefully we can have a similar crowd and similar energy. So we're looking forward to it.
Nice job. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Thanks all you guys do, too. You guys are great.
Thanks, Brian.
Take care.
Senior Brian Nelms, 9 points in the Titan victory here tonight over North Park in 87-79 final.
And welcome back to Shirk Center as Illinois Wesleyan wins it tonight over North Park, 87-79. And Coach Ron Rose joining us now. So, Coach, you had a three-game losing streak coming in. You had to win to extend your season. You had two Final Four teams back to watch. Is there any way that there could have been more pressure on this team to deliver a win tonight?
Well, we certainly felt the urgency. You know, that we're playing for a lot of things. We're playing for our season. Certainly when you have some of the Titan greats come back, you're playing, you want to make them proud. And, boy, you could tell right from the tip our guys were locked in and really, really determined to play well tonight and couldn't be happier for our team.
Had to like the way your team finished as well. You know, you kind of crept back into that 12-14 point situation, but finished well tonight.
Yeah, you know, shoot, it's sure nice play from ahead, Joel.
Yeah.
I mean, the last couple games we've gotten off to slow starts and we're fighting our way back. You know, tonight we're playing from ahead, and you're right. They made some runs, and they're going to when they got guys like Henry and Robinson. I thought our guys responded and made some big plays on both ends of the floor. I thought maybe as active as we've been defensively for a while. I thought we had a great awareness of where Henry and Robinson were when they needed help, and I thought did a really good job of helping when they were needed.
And North Park really seemed frustrated on the offensive end in certain times of the game.
They really did, and you know, I think you know they're so dependent on those two guys, and I think that had a lot to do with our guys being active, and when they were driving it, we're closing up driving lanes. I thought we closed up some passing lanes. And I thought, you know, I know they end up scoring 79. I thought it was a very good defensive effort by our group tonight.
And a lot of those were late. And, you know, we've talked about this before, late in the game, kind of a free and fancy free kind of basketball, and it's kind of hard offensive or defensively to shut them down.
Well, especially get those guys.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a few turnovers there that led to quick buckets. You know, you kind of start worrying about that, knowing that we just take care of the ball and get a good shot. And what was happening, they were gambling on defense, and as long as we were able to make the extra pass or one more ball reversal, we usually got good things out of it. But it was hanging on to the ball. It's pretty tough. The North Park kids have awfully quick hands.
You know, it wasn't one guy tonight that really stood out offensively. You really shared the wealth and a lot of balance out there.
You know, that was our goal. You know, I don't think we've done that. We have not been a very confident offensive group lately. And we've kind of gotten into either we shoot a lot of threes and we don't look inside, or we strictly look inside. And I thought tonight, you know, we talked about wanting to have a better balance, of wanting to click on all cylinders. And I thought we did that early in the season. It has kind of escaped us lately, but I thought we really played well as a team. You know, our goal was to get several guys in double figures, and looks like we got four.
And obviously there had to be a sense of desperation, but at the same time, you don't want the team to come out tight, and it looked like you came out pretty loose tonight.
Yeah, you know, aggressive. You know, there's ways you can approach that, and I thought there have been times this year where we've played really hard and almost fought ourselves because we're playing so hard. Tonight I thought we played hard, but we're aggressive in what we're doing, and that was good to see. I thought we didn't hesitate when we had open shots. we knocked them down, and were just very aggressive in everything that we did.
Kind of a little bit different now next Saturday. You're going up against an Elmhurst team that just is a big physical basketball team, a little bit different than North Park.
Well, you know, it seems like last year since we played them. I mean, it was the first game of the conference season. We're both very different teams at this stage in terms of going through the journey of the conference. And they are. They're big and strong and physical. So it will be different than the North Park team. You know, it's amazing, though, the difference in when we played North Park at North Park and how we played and how we played tonight. You know, and it's really, really probably a psychological study in terms of what confidence and aggressiveness can do for a team, because that's we were a different team. Our approach was different tonight, and it really showed. Hopefully we can do the same thing next Saturday.
Yeah, it was also different for them. They kind of got behind. You know, Colin Lake really hit some shots for them up there. Wasn't involved much in the ball game tonight for the Vikings.
No, our guys did a good job. You know, I thought they're very personnel-based in how we needed to guard them. They had some guys that are great scorers, some that could shoot it, some that were drivers. And I thought our kids did a very good job of recognizing, you know, what their strengths were and trying to take those away.
You know, Eric and I have kind of talked about this, but, you know, when you're kind of 6-7 in the conference, all you want is an opportunity, and that's exactly what you guys have now going into the last game.
Absolutely. And, you know, our hope is, you know, what we got to fight now is not just being happy that we're in the tournament. Let's come Saturday and build off this win. Let's create some real positive momentum by getting another one Saturday, so that going in the conference tournament, we're on a little bit of a roll. And you know, March Madness, anything can happen.
Right.
And, you know, we've got a lot of seniors that when you got seniors that are playing for their careers, there is a different sense of urgency. And I thought we saw a little bit of that tonight, and hopefully that will continue here the next couple weeks.
One of those seniors we talked to a short time ago, Brian Elms, one of your captains, who has really come on strong here in the past couple of games.
He's a wonderful kid, isn't he? I mean, he has, you know, we've had our ups and downs this year, and he's been a rock in terms of his attitude. He it's never easy to lead during a stretch where you lose three games in a row. What, you know, how do you approach that? And he's been great through the whole thing. You know, his minutes have gone up and down. He never complains. He comes to practice every day, works hard. He's just a terrific young man and terrific leader for us.
Well, he gets almost a week to prepare for Elmhurst in another must-win game.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be nice having a week to prepare. You know, we haven't had a full week to get ready for one opponent, you know, since back in December. So I think that's something that our kids have always done a very good job of, you know, when you have a little extra time, they can absorb information and can't wait to get to work with them. I tell you, this was a fun game to coach. Our guys were locked in. It was a fun team to coach tonight, and I'm hoping that we can continue that and Saturday give that same type of effort.
All for the best, Coach. Thanks for the time. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you being here.